The Wisconsin Pharmacy Examining Board is expected to take up the issue at their meeting next month. Department of Safety and Professional Services Secretary Dave Ross says it makes a lot of sense to share prescription painkiller information with other states, especially for border communities.
If we had a system that only addressed prescription drug activity in Wisconsin alone and someone was doctor shopping, they were going to multiple doctors in Minnesota, we'd have no way to track that. But yes, in the near future, we will have an enhancement to the system in which other states will be sharing this information with each other. And this is just a great tool.
Already, Illinois and Michigan are sharing information in a national data system, and Minnesota is in the process of connecting. Dr. Matthew Horning is a family physician at the Shawamigan Clinic in Ashland. He says this expansion is important.
Certainly in Ashland, we're not that far from Michigan or Minnesota, and so that will be another sort of, you know, loop that can then be closed, and we won't have to worry about people just going across state lines.
The plan now is for Wisconsin to join the Interstate Data Hub in 2 to 4 months. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.